RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The political world is marking the death of Jimmy Carter. The 39th president passed away yesterday at the age of 100. He accomplished a number of foreign policy goals while in office, though his term was marred by high inflation, low employment, and the Iran hostage crisis. Though Carter's second act happened after he lost the 1980 election.
He was just 56 years old when he left the White House, unsure of the future. But instead of avoiding the spotlight, President Carter and his wife stepped right into it in a different way. They worked with Habitat for Humanity, building homes for the poor. And through the Carter Center, they traveled the world, helping nations end disease and monitor foreign elections. His work promoting human rights won him the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002.
ABC's Steve Osunsami reporting from the Carter Center in Georgia. President-elect Donald Trump has endorsed Republican Mike Johnson to be House Speaker. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.75 a gallon today. According to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 2.7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 5.7 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.43 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 76 cents per gallon. It's a grim landscape for newspapers in the Badger State, and more people are getting inaccurate information. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Here in Wisconsin, one in five newspapers has shuttered in the last year. UW-Madison professor Robert Asen says the rise in social media as an information source and options like podcasts means people are increasingly getting news from biased or inaccurate sources. A recent review of radio talk shows in Wisconsin found those with the largest audiences and the most advertising are led by conservative hosts who aired the most misinformation.
Friend.
When you look at public discourse and you look at public figures and you see examples of a disregard for truth or disregard for verifying stories or a disregard for fair and kind of accurate representations, I think that those practices encourage more of the same practice.
Wisconsin Democrats proposed a package of bills earlier this year aimed at strengthening local journalism and its workforce, including one that would offer a tax credit for local newspaper subscriptions, but it didn't pass in the state Senate. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers fall short in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers scored three touchdowns in the second half, but came up short, losing to the Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium 27-25. Green Bay swept this season by both the Lions and the Vikings. Do the Packers still think they're on the same level as those teams? Green Bay safety Xavier McKinney.
I want to say yeah, but right now the story is we haven't beat those teams. So I can't sit up here and say, yeah, we're on the same level if we ain't beat them.
Vikings finished 7-1 at home this season. Quarterback Sam Darnold.
You know, we executed at a high level. Obviously a lot of things to correct, but overall, man, it was a great team effort, obviously against a really, really good Packers team.
So the Vikings face the Lions in Detroit on Sunday night. The Packers will host the Bears Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey, Wisconsin beating UConn 4-3 to win the title in the holiday faceoff over the weekend at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with areas of dense fog still lingering and returning once again tonight. High temperatures stay mild today, tapping 40 degrees and slide below freezing to 30. And we've got a wintry mix on the way overnight and through tomorrow. Accumulations look light, but it'll still be slick and slippery. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Todd Allbush Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Kevin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up this hour at 11:30, we're going to talk a little football. Not a good night for the Packers. So close.
Yeah.
It was really close.
So close.
And not a good night for the New York Jets. So we'll kick that around a little bit if you want to stick around and talk all things football with us.
I feel like
11:30.
The last time Paul was on the show, we talked so much about Aaron Rodgers. And then when JR was on the show, we talked about, I feel like we're sparing them another week of Aaron Rodgers talk.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And just a reminder, tomorrow night, if you're going to be home or even if you're going out and about and you would like a little music for your New Year's Eve background, Lou Regani, who hosts the Civic Media Sunday morning show Music of the Stars, is going to have a special New Year's Eve version of his show tomorrow from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. Everything from big band hits from the 30s and 40s, from Sinatra, Swing. He'll sprinkle in some clips from the golden age of radio, from Bob Hope to George and Gracie. If you want to have a little nostalgic New Year's Eve, seriously, check it out. Tomorrow night from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, Lou Regani and the Music of the Stars special New Year's Eve program for you.
I love the way he says it. Music of the Stars.
He's great. Yeah. He really is, and plays great tunes. He's got one of the biggest record collections I think I've ever seen anybody have.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's extensive. All right, here's where we wanted to start, because I had lunch with a friend over the weekend, and I'm curious. I don't have a pet now, but I've had dogs for a long, long time. Here's the question.
Yeah.
She went to a friend's for Christmas Eve.
Okay.
She and her boyfriend went to a friend's for Christmas Eve. And the friends have a cat.
Yes.
And so when they got there and the cat was on the couch and they sat down on the couch next to the cat and the cat hissed at them. So the homeowner said, would you guys mind moving away from my cat? Because it's my cat's house. This is my cat's home. And I just, obviously he's uncomfortable with you sitting next to him. That's why he hissed at you. So could you just move? Because it is my cat's house. So my question is, do you accommodate your pet or do you accommodate your guests or do you expect your guests to accommodate your pet? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you are hosting something and you have a pet, do you accommodate your guests or do you expect your guest to accommodate your pet. Very curious to see how folks feel about this.
Well, we mentioned it before, and Alicia Saunders on the live stream said, I see it as my dogs live in my house, so it's their home. I make sure guests know two rambunctious dogs live there, but I do expect my dogs not to be jerks.
So, Alicia, if the dogs start acting out, what do you do?
Yeah.
Do you remove the dogs? Do you put them in a different room?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you put your guests in a different room and go visit them in there? Because I understand the whole thing about it. We're a dog-owning house.
Yeah.
And if you come to our house, you have to know we have a dog.
Yes.
But again, in this particular instance, it was like they sat on the couch. The homeowner's cat hissed at them. And instead of picking up the cat and moving the cat to a different spot, it was like, can you guys move? Because obviously my cat doesn't want you sitting on the couch. 855-752-4842.
So I have somewhat of a story that can kind of go with this on how I react to it.
Okay.
Granted, this was not at my house. This was at my mother-in-law's house. But still, I'd feel the same way if it was in our house as well. We took the dog with us to Christmas to my mother-in-law's house. Mm-hmm. And my brother-in-law was home. And for some reason, Maybelle, our dog, just decided she was going to bark at him.
She does not like him for whatever reason.
Something about him makes her bark. It's very embarrassing. I don't like it. I don't like it when she barks at anybody. But in the middle of the house, people are trying to have fun. And you just hear the yippee, bark, yap, bark, 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 bark. And it only happens when one person's in the room. That's also. So regardless of whose house it is, because if this would have been my house, I would have we removed her. At one point, we had a discussion. We're like, all right, here are our options. We can take
leave.
Her home. Leave, which we really couldn't leave. But I could leave and just take her home, leave her at home, take her to the dog park, try to run her rampant, get her tired.
Right.
But ultimately, what we did was we put her upstairs in a bedroom in her, what we call her mobile home, which
a
is
a little travel crate.
And checked on her every couple hours, got her food and water, took her for walks, made sure she was absolutely like not, she wasn't like trapped.
Yeah.
But to me, there's no excuse for any other behavior, in my opinion. I would never say if you came over to my house and my dog was barking at you, I wouldn't just be like, well, she doesn't really like you.
You're going to have to leave now.
Deal with it. It would be my responsibility as the homeowner and the dog owner to make the situation comfortable for everyone. And the dog, as long as it's not being abused, hurt, anything like that, the dog is the lowest priority on that. To me, you're my guest. I want to make sure you're having a good time. If the dog needs to be removed, the dog will be removed.
Again, you're not going to make your guests go into a... You didn't make your brother-in-law go into a different room and then yeah. Everyone went in to visit him.
Exactly. No, and I wouldn't... And I seriously wouldn't say... Yeah, that whole thing, like, can you move, please? What are you talking about? Can you move, please? I can move myself right into my car and going home.
855-752-4842. The question right now, if you have a pet and you have guests come over, do you accommodate your guests or do you expect your guest to accommodate your pet?
Mm.
855-752-4842. Tony on the live stream. I usually put my dogs outside or in my room. They have a huge yard to run around, so everyone is usually happy. People who like dogs, I let the dogs stay in but hold their collars until they calm down. And Tony says, yeah, the guest takes priority, unless, of course, it's the in-laws. Arr. I would agree with you that you accommodate your guest.
Yes.
And again, I understand it's your pet's home. Guests are invading their space.
Yeah.
But if you're going to invite people into their space, you cannot expect your guests to be all accommodating just for your pet.
That is a really ridiculous idea to me, that this notion that you as an adult, a human, you must work your life around this tiny pet that I clearly don't know how to deal with. Because the thing is, like, is our dog perfectly trained? No, we're working on it. It's something it's constantly working on.
Sure.
But I certainly just this thing of like, I don't know. It blows my mind, the idea of like, well, that's my dog. Deal with it. They don't like
you. It's the way she is.
Or this is how she is. It's her house. No, it's not. It's your house. Does that cat pay a bill? It does not.
Matt from Middleton texting, and that person is crazy. Cats will eat your face when the food runs out, and they're jerks.
Okay. That's a totally different conversation. Plus, dogs will eat you too when you die.
Yeah, well, there's that. Andrew, visitors take priority in my house. One of my dogs has poor social skills, so he stays in his kennel while we have visitors.
Yep.
The older dog does okay and will be let out after some time if the guests are okay with it.
Yeah.
Another one commenting on Llama in Madison, listening on WMDX. Cats are jerks. Llama, you're going to start a whole big separate fight about this. I would push the cat off the couch. At what point do you get tired of an inhospitable animal when it humps your leg?
I feel like we opened up a separate can of
worms.
That's
a whole other. That's a whole another discussion about cats being jerks.
Yeah, I could go on about this for hours. To me, it's just that notion of if you are putting your pet's needs in a social situation over the needs of your family, guests in your home, I would not want to go to your house a lot.
There's that.
Because those individuals also think it's funny. They think, it's my cat's house, so you got to do no.
Just deal with it. That's just the way she is.
Once again, I'll be like, I will deal with it. Goodbye.
855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, you can text in at that same number as well. Angie from Monroe is on the line. Good morning, Angie. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you think about this?
Well, I personally just don't have guests at my house, so it's simple. And if I do have guests, then I just talk to my guests outside. I live in a farmhouse, and if my dog doesn't actually like a lot of people, so I don't take them to places.
Sure.
So I respect other people, and, you know, in that aspect. And so I spoil my dog, so I just don't have people over.
That's one way to avoid it.
That's one way to do it, too. That's fine.
Seriously.
If you don't have people over, that's totally understandable, too. Someone on the text line says, I have a large, boisterous German Shepherd mix. When she misbehaves, I remove her to my office. I accommodate my guests. It seems like the level-headed thing to do is to be gracious to your guests.
Unless you don't want them back.
No, well,
if you don't want them back, then by all means, cater to your pet over your guests. Thank you so much, Angie. Really appreciate it. Always appreciate you listening.
Yeah, I feel like this person we're talking about, I would never want to go to their house.
Andrew, again, on the text line, is this really a discussion, though? Is there anyone who doesn't think cats are jerks? Andrew.
Yeah, it's true, though.
You're going to get us in trouble.
Read the next sentence. Cat owners are some of the loudest proponents that cats are jerks. It's true. Do you know why I don't own a cat? Cat owners.
Cat owners. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join this very important world-changing conversation. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. Be looking for another challenge in 2025. defying precedent, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the center, WRCE.
Good one, Calvin. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, coming up right after us, Todd Alba taking over at noon after the noon news. He's going to catch up on the news of the day and also pay tribute to former Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader Tim Cullen, who passed away over last week. We lost two lawmakers.
Two in a day. Yeah.
So, and I think, again, with the holidays and everything else and all the other news that has been breaking, that might have been skipped a little bit. So yeah. Join Todd from noon to two today for the wonderful Todd Alba program. Before we went to break, we were talking about if you have a pet and you invite guests to your home, do you expect your guests to accommodate your pet? Or do you accommodate your guests? I had a discussion with a girlfriend over the weekend. They went to some friends on Christmas Eve, and the friends have a cat. And they sat down on the couch next to the cat, and the cat started hissing at them. And the homeowner said, would you guys move? Because obviously, Kitty doesn't like you sitting next to him.
I still can't get over the complete audacity of that request.
I don't know. I think there are people who think that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, and those people are perfectly weird.
It's my pet's home. You're coming into their territory. You need to understand that they have certain habits and certain routines.
Okay, so let's just start there. You're coming into this is the cat's home. When you have that sort of logic, I would say there's a brain cell that's weird or loose. So therefore, I can then say to you, well, then if you think it's their house, they should be expected to have manners. But they're a cat. But this is their home. I can argue on the same creaky logic that you have. Like, no, put your cat away. But the thing with this conversation is,
yes,
is where we were going with a simple question, it really veered off into a whole new realm. And it gets really, I mean, if you want to know for context, Tony, cats equal serial killers. Jeez, that's where it went.
I know people who have cats. They love their cats. They're very happy with their cats. Their cats are family. I get it. I've had two dogs. They were absolutely my furry kids. I completely get it. But I would never have invited someone to our home and then have like the situation that happened with you on Christmas yeah. night with the dog just barking at one person incessantly. It's mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to ask my guest to leave the room.
Yeah.
You remove the dog.
No, exactly. And we did exactly what we needed to do and it was done. And the human the person, their comfort is more important than my pets. Of course, saying that means I'm not going to put my pet through torture or pain.
Well, but, right. It's not about punishing them. Yeah. It's just about keeping the peace.
Yeah. So just, I just cannot believe that. Well, no, I can believe. I can totally believe. It just, I just want to be the guy in that room that someone says, oh, can you move my cat's, this is my cat's spot, or my cat doesn't like you. I'd be like, what answer do you want from me? Because I got a lot of them for you right now.
Well, I can guarantee you would never be invited back again.
Good. Done.
Maybe that was the goal. Maybe these were guests that, you know, my friend was not necessarily wanted, and they thought this is a good way to get rid of them forever. Another text on the live stream. Cats can move anytime. It's not difficult. All she had to do was say, okay, cat, move.
Yes. Pick up a cat. I mean, even the fattest cat is still, what, like 25 pounds? I don't know.
That's a pretty big cat.
But my point is, like, it's not like saying, like, oh, I got to move my 200-pound, like,
right,
St. Bernard.
Right.
It's a cat.
Pick up the cat and put him in another room.
Yeah.
Angie from Monroe texting, Cesar Millan videos taught me a lot in his videos on how to train my dog. He actually did well in the vets and slowly meeting my friends. Greg, good luck with your puppy.
Thank you. There's a lot going on there. I mean, she's a wonderful dog. I love her.
She's a good girl. Again, she's still a puppy.
I know, but she's got these little things I just want to figure out instead of people trying to give me their advice and like, oh, just do that. Like, you're not a dog trainer. Just leave me alone. Just leave.
Everybody's an expert. Yeah. And I'm sure I've done that to you too. Oh no, don't do that.
You've never done that.
Really?
No, you've never. Well, I don't know.
I apologize if I have.
Well, I mean, it's like when you have a, that's the point is Maybelle is my first dog. I've never had a dog before
ever.
This. Like that was mine. So I am learning every day with her, and that hopefully when we get another dog somewhere down the road, it's a little bit easier, a little bit simpler, worry a little bit less. But I take advice from anybody, but what I won't take is undue criticism of like, she's really aggressive, or you should do something about that. Oh, you think?
You think I'm not aware of it?
Oh, you think I like the barking? Do you think I like the barking at my brother-in-law? I love it. Please.
No, and I think you make a good point. After my first dog, which was Pierce, and then my second dog that was Barkley.
Yeah.
With Barkley, I learned all the things I was not going to do with him that I did with Pierce.
Yeah.
Because Pierce was one of the most spoiled dogs on the planet, and that was entirely my fault.
Yeah.
However, with this caveat, it was entirely my fault because I felt so much guilt because the day after we got him, we lived on a second story flat. We had a big porch on the front.
Mm-hmm.
I took him out on the porch to brush him. Before we took him to the vet, and I let the fuzz go in the breeze, and he got away from me and crawled underneath the railing and ran after the fuzz right off the porch. The day after we got him, I'm like, I killed him. I killed him, and we just got him. And he was fine. He had a little chip in his elbow. He had a cast on for a couple weeks. Walk, walk, drag, walk. Walk, walk, drag, walk. But yeah, I spoiled him so badly. It's like I will never have another dog that I spoil as much as this.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like we spoil Maybelle, but that's
neither here nor there.
I'm not gonna say anything. She already has enough toys. She doesn't need 10 more toys for Christmas.
News is coming up next. Thank you for everybody checking in on this, and we'll get to the cats are jerks and serial killers a different time. That would be fascinating.
That's going on the list.
Fascinating discussion. News coming up next when we return. Packers not so good. Jets. Even worse. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. But for now, you're going to stay in the year of the cat.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
As the year comes to a close, the American Red Cross asked donors to give blood or platelets now. Four opportunities to give will be held this week. The first will be Tuesday from 11 to 4 at the Comfort Inn in New Lisbon. The second will be held Thursday from 1 to 6 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains. Two blood drives will be held Friday. The first will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to join the DNR at one of several first-day hikes scheduled at state properties on New Year's Day. A Keystone Anniversary celebration will take place at Mirror Lake State Park in Baraboo. Join staff at the boat launch parking lot for a brief program at 11 o'clock, followed by a guided 1.5-mile hike on the Echo Rock and Cliffwood Coulee Trails. The Echo Rock Trail is a 0.3-mile, universally accessible paved rail leading to a scenic overlook. From the overlook, attendees can choose to return to the parking lot or continue on to the Cliffwood Coulee Trail. Refreshments will be provided and a fire will be lit to keep people warm. First day hikes are free, but a vehicle admission pass or state trail pass may be required. For those who need a state park daily admission pass, a free one may be available at your local library. For details on first day hike events, visit the DNR events calendar.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks, Wisconsin. Check out the film Conclave. The film tells the story of the cardinals converging on Rome to select the next pope. Ralph Fiennes is our access character who manages the whole scene as potential candidates jockey for position to become the next pontiff. Lots of unexpected twists and great storytelling. In addition to Fiennes, the film stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, and Isabella Rossellini. Just under 2 hours, but doesn't feel like it. Check it out. So much TV to watch, so little time. If you're a horror fan, check out TheWrap.com's recent list of the best horror episodic TV shows from 2024, which include AMC's Interview with a Vampire Season 2, Paramount Plus's Last Season of Evil, which The Wrap called an almost perfect show. Walking Dead fans will be thrilled to hear that Rick and Michonne's show, The Ones Who Live, was also on the list, as was a show many horror fans have talked about called What We Do in the Shadows. Check out the full list and watch them all. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with areas of dense fog still lingering and returning once again tonight. High temperatures stay mild today, tapping 40 degrees and slide below freezing to 30. And we've got a wintry mix on the way overnight and through tomorrow. Accumulations look light, but it'll still be slick and slippery. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, what does former FBI and CIA Director William Webster have to say about Cash Patel and Tulsi Gabbard? Also, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., on the rise of homelessness and political exhaustion. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Because you have.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Basketball fans, women's hoops, Wisconsin at Minnesota. This is tomorrow, 3 p.m. broadcast start. If you want to listen to the game, catch it on WLAK in Amory, on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and on WRCE in Richland Center. Wisconsin at Minnesota women's basketball tomorrow, 3 p.m. broadcast start. Several stations you can listen to it on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, we'll wrap up the show today with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Drink Up Edition. Stick around for that. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, email it to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Wanted to talk about this a little bit, and I would love to know how folks feel, especially about the second half of this story. So the Packers kind of blew it yesterday. They lost to the Vikings 27-25. It seems like until the third, or was it the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
When they finally seemed to be pulling it together, and then it still wasn't quite enough. Coach Matt LaFleur opted to go for a fourth and two deep in Vikings territory in the second quarter. That failed conversion cost the Packers 3 points.
And I will say this, like, they... When you look at the quarter breakdowns, the Packers, the fourth quarter is where they came out and shined
right.
more.
They, kind of out of nowhere.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I feel like to lose by 2 points to the Minnesota Vikings is a pretty good thing, too, for how good the Vikings are. I don't know. I might be wrong, Calvin.
You think the loss could have been worse?
It could have been worse. It could have been, you know, Calvin, I don't know how you feel about it, but, like, if we're going to lose to the Vikings, such a good team, to lose by 2 points, I'll take that. I will take that. You don't want it.
But it's better than a rout.
It's better than getting your collective tushes handed to you.
Calvin.
Yeah, the Vikings are a good team. With them beating us, now their final game of the season against the Lions will be for the number one seed in the NFC. So the Vikings are a good team. I think there could be something to be said about motivation going into this game. It's certainly a rivalry game, and you don't want to be swept by your division opponent.
We have been this season. They beat us both.
Now we have.
Yeah.
But on top of that, though, whether we won out or didn't, we were going to be in the same position in the playoff picture.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of our end of season outlook, this game didn't matter all that much. If we won or lost, we're still going to be the 8 seed going into the playoffs on the road in week one. So
that's a good point.
And from my estimation, looking at the, because I didn't get a chance to watch the game yesterday, they played hard. They didn't score a lot in the first and the third quarter, or first and second, but they played hard and they came up from behind. And you know, it's, once again, it's not like they got their tushes handed to them.
Unlike the Jets. Wow. Headline from today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Christopher Kuphagen. Aaron Rodgers had a chance to make history on Sunday with his 500th passing touchdown. Instead, he was pulled from the game when they were trailing 40-0.
Can I read you a headline I saw?
Please.
Aaron Rodgers pulled from game by New York Jets after penalty left referee laughing.
Oh, no. Ow.
Yeah. Here's the thing for me is, like, there's a rivalry with the Bears. There's, you know, growing up, there was a huge rivalry with the Cowboys back in the 90s.
The Packers, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly,
yeah, huge.
Yeah,
well, that's
huge.
When the Cowboys were America's team.
Who said that? Nobody said that.
I think Jerry Jones
said
that.
Jerry Jones, whatever.
Yeah.
Take your stadium and go to somewhere else. I don't care. No, but, like, those huge rivalries, and I never wanted anything bad to happen. Like, I never wanted anyone to get hurt. And when the Bears lose, I'm like, yeah, they lost, and then they move on. But because of Aaron Rodgers and who he's become and his behavior and his just, ugh.
Arrogance.
His arrogance. I want him to drive that team into the ground so they have no choice but to throw him out on his butt. And then I want them to win the Super Bowl the next year. Because there's tons of athletes out there who are not nice people or just hard to get along with. Or
granted.
Maybe a little like, you know, believe in their ego and their image a little more than we'd like to think. But this is a person who I feel like actively makes it difficult for his teams.
And I think he makes it actively difficult for people to like him.
Yeah. I mean,
even his teammates.
Exactly. And the fact that like we're looking at a team where the GM, the head coach were fired. He got
everything he wanted.
He got all these players to come to him and they're all doing poorly. It just doesn't make it. So I want him to get nothing. I want him to think about what he's done, Jane.
Go in a corner, Aaron.
Yeah.
And go. No, wait. Go in a dark cave
somewhere.
Give
me your phone.
Yeah, give me your phone. Didn't he go into the complete isolationist? What? He was in the dark for 24 hours or whatever?
It did nothing for him.
Go back in your cave. Take some more ayahuasca, whatever. Maybe you'll have revelations and think about what you've done.
And that's the thing, too, is like he's doing these things that are meant to bring you spiritual clarity and a sense of yourself and who am I in this world?
Where's my place in the universe?
How do I become a better person? How do I find my ultimate Jimmy Carter? This guy does drugs and is like, you know what? 9/11, totally an inside job.
Yeah,
you know, it's like,
and vaccines, nah.
Nah, I'm immunized from the truth. I am the truth. You know. Like, all these things he's doing are supposed to, I thought were supposed to make you better or find more purpose.
And inner clarity.
They're just making him worse.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join us to talk about either the Packers or the Jets. Tom from Jackson is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hi. Well, I think the real opportunity that was lost with the game was that kick. And the first kick, we had that 5 point or 5 yard penalty. And if we hadn't had that, and shouldn't have had that one, if that hadn't happened, we'd have been ahead by 1 point, you know, because the guy missed that first kick.
Well, they seemed a little sloppy, didn't they, Tom?
Yeah, but you know, that point right there is where we lost the game, I thought. I mean, at that point, if we hadn't gotten that penalty, we would have won, you know, by 1 point, you know, because they got 3 points on that kick, and the guy got, you know, three shots at it, you know.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening. Tom from New Berlin, the Lions still have to win tonight against the Niners to make it to the big game next week.
What?
This is
I was referring earlier about how now the Vikings versus Lions is for the number one seed. Apparently, the Lions have to win for it to be from the number
one
seed.
But they'll beat the 49ers. They're not very good. They're fine.
Well, it's the NFL. You know, they say any given Sunday.
Anything can happen.
Look at this guy right here. He knows stuff.
Anything can happen.
I feel like Calvin is our resident young person. And when Paul and JR aren't around, he's our sports guy.
Absolutely.
Because he's got opinions on football and basketball that I'm like, tell me more. Make me understand these games.
Rodgers' quest for passing touchdown number 500 will now have to wait until the regular season finale. With Rodgers returning from his Achilles injury and plenty of offensive weapons, the season began with great expectations, but it has been a great failure for the 4-12 Jets. And boy, has social media jumped all over this. Aaron Rodgers is now the most sacked quarterback in NFL history.
And they brought that up at a press conference. I think he beat Tom Brady.
For the most sacks?
For the most sacks.
Well, congratulations. You're number one.
Good job, buddy. Yay.
Don't ever talk about Aaron Rodgers being the GOAT again was another post.
I never understood that in the first place.
Why he was the GOAT?
Why people gave him such, like, credit.
So many accolades.
For one ring and for just inconsistency. But you don't understand how good he is. Tell me then.
Well, we should be able to see the results of that if he is so good.
Yeah. And it just, never a happier day than when he left town. Oh, my goodness.
I think it's kind of sad, actually, I do.
But he did this to himself.
There's no question. But, and I know, it seems like this is a guy who doesn't need to listen to anyone else.
No.
Who wouldn't listen to advice, even if he was given good advice.
Oh, heck no. No, no way. No.
Right? Because he knows better? Apparently not so much. So what, if after this season, Aaron Rodgers is done with football, is he going to take the route of becoming a sports commentator? Is he going to be an NFL commentator?
I have a feeling the NFL would not want him.
Really?
I don't think he's not charming enough anymore.
Not personable enough?
No. People know who he is now. People he let us in the door and he let us see all the crud. I think he would go into some sort of NFL consulting. Might even get into coaching.
Really?
But do you want Aaron Rodgers as a coach? I mean,
well, first of all, you have to assume he's going to show up to practice.
Fair point. Very good point. But, you know, JR and Paul and Dan has talked about this too. The one thing you can't take away from Aaron Rodgers is his IQ for football. The man is obsessed with the game. He is very well educated in the sport. He knows a lot. He watches tape all the time. He's always watching tape. Something that will, and he said it like last week or 2 weeks ago that he would come back and work with younger guys to mentor them. That's sure, if you wanted to, why didn't you do that in the first place?
Why haven't you been doing that all along?
So why all of a sudden this sense of like, oh, I'll come back and I'll be an elder statesman of the sport and the team. Yeah, but you didn't build a legacy with the Jets. You were there 2 seasons. They don't like you. So why would they be apt to listen to you give any advice whatsoever?
That's a really good point. And I can't imagine that the Jets fans are very happy with this.
No.
They must be calling for his head.
And I don't know, because eventually he'll come back to Green Bay to get his
jersey
plaque,
retired or
his
whatever. Jersey.
Yeah, he'll get all the accolades that all these other guys who were terrible individuals, and Brett Favre left the team to, you know, they always come back and we're like, it never happened. I don't know when that point will be for Aaron Rodgers, honestly. Will it be 2, 3, 5 years away? Because I really feel like he stained his legacy with Green Bay for a while, and he just needs to be away from us, and maybe he just needs to be away from football. I don't know. Maybe he starts a football podcast where he never talks about football, and he only talks about conspiracy theories.
He can just join Pat McAfee, and that will be his life.
I think Pat McAfee might even be like, hey, buddy, we got to get going. It's like when Trump calls Fox and Friends.
They
like,
want to cut him
off.
Oh,
man, we got a commercial coming up right now. Ah, darn it. Calvin, what do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do? Do you think post career?
Well, he's a knucklehead, but recently he said that, oh, once he retires, you won't hear from him. He's going to go away, which I just don't buy.
No.
I think he loves attention.
His ego can't handle it.
I think he's going to start a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, great.
I love it when they say, I'm going to go away. It's like that's a temper tantrum. Ellen did the same thing after she got her show canceled. She goes, I'm going to do this comedy special, and then you'll never hear from me again. We're moving to Europe. And everyone was like, why? Like, we don't.
No one's clamoring for
that. Yeah, this is a temper tantrum from a rich person.
Calvin, I think you make a really good point. Yep, he'll start his own podcast, and it can be Conspiracy of the Week with AR. There's all kinds of potential there.
Yeah.
All kinds of potential. When we return, we are going to wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Drink Up Edition. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cause you had a bad day, you take one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie, you work at a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, you see what you like, and how does it feel? One more time, you had a bad day, you had a bad day.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach Calviente on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin tomorrow, New Year's Eve.
Oh, boy.
New Year's Eve. Todd Alba, our friend and colleague, will be joining us at 10:33 to kick around the news of the year. We'll probably do some looking back a little bit to some of the biggest stories of the year. In the second hour tomorrow, we're going to run through some of our favorite This Shouldn't Be a Thing things.
Okay.
Wonderful World of Weddings is going to be happening in Milwaukee this weekend. It's a big event. It's still a big event. It's been going on for decades.
Yeah. It's...
So if you have someone in your life who recently got engaged over the holidays, mm-hmm. you want to join us tomorrow for the Wonderful World of Weddings. We'll find out all about it tomorrow at 11:33. Right now, though, it is 11:53. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Again, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays at civicmedia.us, JANESAYS, janesays at civicmedia.us. You found this one.
I did.
From the New York Post, of course, that bastion of journalistic excellence.
That's right up there with the Washington Post at this point, I think.
Ooh. Tracy Swartz, the author, headline reads, "Can you eat your leftover Christmas tree? These are the health benefits of pine needle tea." Okay. Between 25 million and 30 million Christmas trees get sold in the U.S. each year, according to the National Christmas Tree Association. Many homeowners drag the trees to the curb after Christmas is over so it can get recycled. However, you can harvest your Christmas tree needles and transform them not only into tea, but shortbread cookies. Okay. Baker and cook Juliet Georgalis, author of How to Eat Your Christmas Tree.
Oh, I hate this.
Says the way that I generally cook with Christmas trees is to use the needles like an herb in the same way you might use rosemary, You use the rosemary to flavor a dish, but you don't necessarily eat the rosemary itself. Her cookbook, How to Eat Your Christmas Tree, has more than 30 recipes. Everything from Christmas cured fish to Christmas tree vinegar and Christmas tree and ginger ice cream. In Asia, it is very popular for people to use pine needles to turn it into tea. Pine needle tea, Greg Bach, rich in antioxidants, vitamin A and vitamin C, which can boost immunity and soothe colds. I guess as tea, I could see it.
I bet you there's a lot of other... How many teas do you think exist on Earth, flavors and styles?
Hundreds.
Do you think somewhere out there there's a tea that exists that doesn't require me throwing pine needles on it? That gives me the same...
The same effects?
Yeah.
The same antioxidants and vitamins, all those things?
Those vitamins, A's and C's and antioxidants that will... I don't need to pick down my Christmas tree to get. By the way, ours is fake, so I would just be...
Yeah, don't try that.
It'd be a weird plastic.
Don't do that. WebMD reporting that certain molecules in pine needles, particularly anti-inflammatory flavonoids...
That's a made-up word. That's a word
that... bind to a specific receptor in the body that plays an important role in regulating metabolism.
Hey, next time you... WebMD... When has a doctor ever said, oh, thank God you went to WebMD?
Right. And yes, you go to your real doctor and you say, well, WebMD told me to make tea out of my Christmas tree.
Yeah.
That's why don't go to WebMD.
I think that as the universe expands, the breadth of information gets bigger and bigger. Someone's got to carve out a tiny little niche for themselves.
Sure.
And so this lady said, how about Christmas trees?
Why not?
What can I do? I can write a book.
Registered dietitian nutritionist Kate Spurgeon says to make pine needle tea's flavor more mild, enjoy it iced. For a more familiar taste, try it blended with your favorite herbal teas.
This feels insulting. Like, like I'm being told something that's a given. Like,
I think we should get a copy of How to Eat Your Christmas Tree for next year.
I think the company credit card should pay for a copy of that book.
I agree with you. Calvin, that wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As we said, coming up on tomorrow's show, Todd Alba will be here from 10:30 to 11. We can talk about yet his latest victory.
We don't have to.
Should we just pretend it never happened?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just pretend it never happened. Todd is coming up right after us, after the 12 o'clock news. Todd from noon to 2, Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4 p.m., Dom Salvia 4 to 6, Pete Schwabba, Nightlight from 6 to 8, and then kicking everything off tomorrow morning, Bach in the Dock.
Bach in the Dock, 6 a.m.
Bach in the Dock in for Pat Kreitlow. And then, of course, Earl Ingram here coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay close. News coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants.
three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Americans are remembering the service and legacy of former President Jimmy Carter after he died yesterday at 100. Presidential historian and ABC News contributor Mark Updegrove.
He spent 44 years of his 100 years as a former president, the longest post-presidency in American history. That's where he really made his mark as a humanitarian.
President Biden setting next Thursday, January 9th, as a national day of mourning. The New York Stock Exchange says it'll close that day. South Korean officials have recovered the cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder from the Jeju Airlines flight that crashed, killing 179 people Sunday. No landing gear was down, no flaps down to slow the plane on landing. It slammed into a wall and exploded. President Biden announcing nearly $2.5 billion more military aid to Ukraine. Overall respiratory illness nationally, including flu, COVID, and RSV, is high, says the CDC. This is ABC News.